What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
It's Friday!
I'm going to Denny's.
That's what she said.
Who's Denny?
Denny Lou.
He's got funny shoes.
Yeah, he does.
We got Flames in the hassle.
What's up, Flames?
What's the hassle every Friday?
It's a big old minstrel picnic in here today.
Yeah, and we talk about the pedophilia of the Lost Prophet singer.
Yep, get out the bloody canoe.
Gross. Just admit it, dude.
They had that new one, Invasion.
All right. Loudness, dude. Is that loudness? Fucking A, loudness is coming. Should we start this podcast now? Let's start with loudness. You gotta plug in your mic. This is rock and roll crazy night.
It is rock and roll crazy town.
This is Friday night. It's Friday day. It's Friday. We got a fire in the studio.
635.
It's a fucking fire. Because Flames is here and he just plugged it in.
Yep.
Tuned it in.
Things
loudness is coming to Dante's in Portland in April.
Wow, I hope they bring their Marshall stacks.
Rock and roll crazy nights.
Because that's a lot of stackage they got going on and a lot of hair.
That's Akira Takasaki.
All right, Akira.
He was the Japanese Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen?
Yeah. Eddie Van Halen.
Did he know Sarah Hello?
Hey,
say hello for me.
Say hello to Eddie Van Halen for me. Listen how he says rock and roll crazy night. Listen.
And that worry.
You are the hero tonight.
Hell yeah.
You are the hero tonight.
As a Asian guy singing?
No, they're Japanese.
Oh, nice.
That is Asian though, isn't it?
Oh yeah, sorry.
What does Asia cut off though?
They cut off wieners for less than
Mongolia.
That.
Woo!
Why do they cut off? Wait, it stops at Mongolia?
Well, no.
Mongolia's
China.
Down.
No.
Is Mongol still around? Mongolia? Yeah.
Mongolia. Their
have we been heard in Mongolia?
Their website's down.
107 countries we're up to.
Wow.
Wow, I just told Dave Forsythe that we were up to 101, so that means we only have... Oh, dude, that was an abrupt ending. You should have told me. I would have faded it out. We just sounded very unprofessional.
Sorry, that's all on me, though.
It's all over you.
It's all over you.
What have you been doing, Flames? I didn't see you. How did your Thanksgiving go?
It went great.
Did you see family?
I did.
Did you eat with friends?
Yeah, family.
Cool.
Pretty much, yeah.
Fuck your friends, right?
No.
I had a friend in me.
All righty then.
His name was... No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, you didn't have to travel anywhere out of town or out of state?
No. Thank goodness.
Me neither. I just went to... Well, I had to go to Springfield, but that wasn't bad. It was fun times.
Is there a field over there?
Sarah Fields.
Is it spring?
Sarah Fields. Sarah Lowe.
Yep.
Sarah Lowe. Was there a field over there? It was a spring. It was a... Yeah, it was at the Gateway Mall where Black Friday started on Thursday at 5 o'clock at the Gateway Mall.
I think some places opened even earlier.
Yeah, Best Buy was 8 o'clock, and by 6:30 they had a line clear around the fucking block. Did you go Black Friday shopping last week?
I did.
Good job, buddy.
I did. I went to Walmart.
Oh, you did? I thought
you
said you
yourself
didn't.
A PS3.
I went in the afternoon, and it was pretty dead over there.
Yeah, they killed like 3 people at the Walmart I went to. It was pretty dead there too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Josh Pancast said he was going to take a boombox in there and just start a mosh pit. And I thought, I wonder if he stole that from us from last
boombox
year.
Boombox mosh pit stars in her eyes.
Or you just go to the electronics section and bring batteries and fill up one of those boom boxes that's on display and turn on Slayer and just start moshing for TVs.
No, just bring your own music and stick it in one of their demos.
Stick it! That's Great White too.
Stick it.
We were talking about Great before we got on the air. Actually, we were on the air. I think Dustin recorded like a half hour of outtakes for. We missed our first episode on Friday on purpose. We called in sick.
Yep.
We didn't have a post Thanksgiving episode. So now we should tell everybody, since we normally have 42 episodes in a season, now we're off one. So yep. We're just going to go 66.
Six, six, six.
We're going to have 66 episodes in season six, because that's satanic, yeah. And we worship the devil on weekends.
We should just go three more, because then we could do 669.
And 667, the neighbor of the beast.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then 670 will be the season finale.
We could just go all the straight numbers now, right?
And then they think we're up to 700 episodes.
Exactly. Wasn't that the thing?
That's just
what we were wanting to do.
Yeah, we're looking cooler than we are.
Yep.
Which is what I try to
now
do.
Now our seasons are 100 episodes. It's only 33 weeks.
We've only got 10,000 episodes. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about? I don't know. The Kennedy assassination. Yeah.
You remember who won the dog show the other day?
The Foxhound Terrier.
Dog show.
Foxhound Terrier.
And this is my dog, Rocky Balboa. The funniest thing about Rocky is he's a girl.
Yep.
Say hi. Did you know a border collie can do over 1,100 commands?
Yep.
How many commands can you think of, Flames? Name 1,100 commands.
And how many
can
you do?
I don't think I could even think of 1,100.
That'd be like turn on the TV.
One of them is Red Rocket.
Go get me a pack of gum at the store.
Red Rocket.
Not Bob Fury Street.
Bowser. Lipstick. Lassie. Whatever your name is. Border Collie. What do you name a collie? Bowser. A Bowser Collie.
There was a chick in school. She did this art project.
She did not.
Mm-hmm. This wasn't my school, but I read about this. She did an art project.
One time when I was in high
school. And she took pictures of these chicks in lipstick, but the lipstick wasn't lipstick. It was menstrual blood.
Dude, that sounds like a Eminem rap. She took pictures of chicks in lipstick, but the lipstick wasn't lipstick. It was menstrual blood from the chicks with the lipstick.
Yep.
Wow.
That's awesome, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Menstrual Blood Lipstick.
Yep.
That's another band right there. Hey, how come your lips are so red?
What about just Menstrual Picnic?
So it was an exclamation point.
Yeah. That'd be like a double entendre.
That would be a good band name.
Menstrual Picnic.
Menstrual Picnic, yeah. I'm strewing the man with my menstrual picnic.
They could do that song, Pull My Strings.
Oh, man. I saw that picture of that chick dancing in the club, and she's just got a short skirt on, and you can see her string hanging out. It's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Hanging by a string.
That could be a jingle for Tampax.
Yeah.
String her bell.
String her bell.
Well, see, now they got the new pearl.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know.
It comes in it goes in a clam.
The applicator is smooth and doesn't have those rigid plastic edges on them. That way when you stick it into your vaginal blood hole and you pull the cotton thing out, it doesn't irritate your labia. See, I've been studying tampons. I don't know if you guys realize this or not, but
I did not.
I'm writing a book. Oh my God, that's weird. That's weird you'd say that.
Yes.
Because the name of the book is OMG. OMG, I'm OTR. And it's all about tampons and pads, wings. There's a chapter about chapter about wings.
The new version of Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
And have you seen the C string, right? We talked about that.
Mm-hmm, the C string.
It's not a G string. It just looks like. Maybe you could pull up a picture of that for our guest because he wasn't here last week and he didn't get to see.
Did I show you the C string?
Oh, I saw it. It looked awesome.
No, you didn't.
I got a little bit of a boner when I looked at it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's pretty sexy.
The C string bikini.
You think you've seen a string bikini? Wait till you see the stringless thong.
Oh, yeah? I'd like to see that.
I think it has its own.
Well, you will.
It's got its own adhesive strip and it just. Attaches directly to your seven-inch hyena clitoris.
Does it have a Does it have a strip? Is it used double-sided?
Oh, I thought you had a
pink
picture of one on somebody. Come on.
Well, I'm going to slow it down here.
What the fuck?
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
See?
How would you run in a marathon like that?
Do they wear?
You don't wear that in a marathon.
That's right. You wear running shorts.
You'd wear athletic underwear.
That's right.
Are you sure you would?
I would wear.
Or you'd just probably wear shorts.
Well, if you're not going to wear them in a marathon, why would you buy one?
You got me. Okay, you got me. I tried to think of something, but.
Meow.
All right. When was the last time either of you got in a car crash while you were in an intoxicated state? Not like Oregon, but like the state of intoxicated.
Never.
You've never wrecked drunk?
Never.
No, not while drunk.
I have never wrecked drunk.
You know, come to think about
never,
it.
Never, never, never.
Neither have I. So that was that didn't work.
All right. Yeah, I have many times.
No, wait.
I've wrecked sober.
Is it possible?
Uh-huh. That aliens came down.
No, okay. Say you got in a wreck and you were drunk. What would be one of the two or three things that you would try to think of? Because, you know, when you're drunk, you're thinking, fuck, I'm going to get in trouble.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get a DUI. What would you do? I ran and hit up a tree.
Well, what I would say is zombies were chasing me.
That was another story, yes. But one time when I was on my bicycle, I didn't know I was running from a DUI. I just don't like cops. Yeah, and so I ran up a tree. Like a fucking...
Running up a tree.
Looking at the spotlight on me. It's Officer Beezy.
And now they call me the Breeze.
Like, come down here, Terry. Come down out of the tree. Banana, nana, nana, nana. It was a banana tree. Anyway, this lady, she got in a crash and she was all wasted.
Rock
and so
Ranger.
She hid in the trunk of her car for a couple days.
Until she died.
No, until she wasn't drunk anymore. And so then they couldn't say she was drunk driving.
Weird.
Oh, goodness.
She just hid in her car until she sobered up?
She hid in her trunk and they didn't even know she was in there. They thought she wrecked and left. Because they could have found her, you know?
Yeah, she just went and slept it off.
Yeah, she said that she hid in the trunk of her car for a day and a half after a minor crash to avoid being found intoxicated. The 30-year-old woman admitted to police that she had been... Well, then what the fuck did she admit to the police that she had been under influence of drugs and alcohol when she crashed her car into a wall? Fucking dumb bitch.
It's a drunk... It's a drunk trunk monkey.
A drunk trunk monkey. Probably a little bit of a junkie on the side. What are you going to do with all that drunk that's in my trunk? I'm going to take her to the drunk monkey. The woman was found when she emerged from the trunk, and her driver's license was immediately revoked by the police. Oh, so they towed it. They towed her car to a garage, and then she finally came out, and they said, "You're busted."
Ding, ding, ding.
Surprised it wasn't authorities in Baltimore, New Jersey.
Wow.
You ever been to Baltimore?
Not New Jersey.
No, in Maryland.
Have you been to Baltimore, Maryland?
No, I haven't. I haven't been past Denver, really.
You haven't been past Denver. What about John Denver?
The Continental Divide, anyway. I haven't really been past it.
Did you ever see that
down
movie with John Belushi?
I did.
What was your star rating if it was 1 to 4 stars? No, 1 to 5, excuse me.
I'd rate it probably a 5 stars.
Wrong. Just kidding. That movie was a bomb. You just think you liked it because you were young when you watched it. Watch it again.
Yep.
Okay, good. Glad I called that one with excessive honesty and just rudeness.
Oh, well, I mean, if it was going off of the acting specs, then I would have to say
Do you remember his co-star?
I don't really.
She was a bitch. That's all I'm going to tell you. All right, next story.
Can I guys ask you a question?
You guys can.
All right. can I guys ask you a question? When does a heap? When does a heap stop being a heap?
Which kind of a heap are you talking about?
All right, say you got a heap of weed, right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you got a heap of weed?
I do. Yeah.
It stops being a heap.
When you smoke
it. When you smoke it all.
All right. So this is what I'm saying. Say you have a heap of weed, right?
Yeah.
And then you take a bowl off and you smoke it, right?
I like that term.
Do you still have a heap of weed?
Yeah.
It's just a smaller heap.
You have to smoke a...
All right. Now say you took another piece off.
Do you know the definition of heap?
Would you still have a heap?
Depends on how big the heap is.
Eventually, you'd have just one last piece, right?
Correct.
And that would be a heap, by definition, because every time you're just taking off one, and you'd have a heap still.
I don't think that one piece would be a heap.
By rule of subtraction, it would, though. If you started with a heap and you only took a little piece off every time, it would still be a heap, right?
I don't know.
Well, when would
it be
a heap cease to be a heap?
It depends on what the actual definition of heap is. And if the definition of heap is anywhere from 1,000 pieces of something down to one piece of something.
Think of it even with like sand. Every time you took a grain of sand away, it would still be a heap, right?
Depends on how much sand you had.
No, because a heap goes up, though. Like heap mostly is used in the term heaping teaspoon.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So you take a grain of sugar out, it would still be a heap.
It would still be heaping.
Anything overflowing.
Yep.
I think it depends on the container that it's in. Mm-hmm. Now, if the container is such like this plate, and there was a heaping pile of pepperoni and bacon like this, and that's all that was left, that's not a heap.
Nope. No.
Because it's not even up over the edges. I think it would have to be up over the edges of whatever it was in to be considered a heap.
All right.
If you had a heap of weed... Do you call a heap of weed if it's on a flat surface? Like if you had, like, you know, those seed warehouses that heap up their seed outside? They just have big piles of grass seed.
Mm-hmm, like a silo of seed.
But there's no silo.
No, it's just out in the open.
It's just on the ground. Yeah. So is that considered a heap since there's nothing?
I think so. I think a heap, here's the premise. This is a paradox, by the way.
Fuck.
So, but this is the premise, is it? A heap is comprised of a large collection of something.
Oh, yeah.
And so the second premise for the paradox is a heap minus one single is still a heap. Right? So, yeah, that's what you're doing. You're taking one thing away from the heap. It's still a heap.
Yeah.
Eventually, you'll get down to just one left, and that would still be a heap. But it's not a heap. That's a paradox. My mind is blown.
I think you just served us all with a science lesson.
Yep. Yeah.
So I wonder how long the warranty is on a Kindle, because my fucking charging jack's all fucked up.
I don't know. I saw there's Black Friday all over on them. On last generation Kindles.
I want a new one.
Was the last generation your generation, or have they had a generation sent? Did they just come out with a new generation?
They've got two
new
ones.
Generation from
they
last
got the
Christmas?
HDX or something?
The HDX is the newest one. The other one was the Kindle HD Fire. Mine's just a Fire. They've got the regular, and then they've got the new paper light.
But what about the paper? They had the Fire paper where they increased the screen size, right?
That's
where they had the
HDX, I think.
The HD, and then it was a little bit bigger of a screen, right?
And it's got a camera. Mine doesn't have a camera or anything like that.
Ooh.
And mine doesn't have 3G.
You know what I'm thinking, though? I'm thinking I want to get one of those Tune ones. Those look kind of cool.
What are they?
It's like a laptop and a tablet.
It's a tablet.
It's a laptop when you need it and a tablet when you want it.
That's a good way to corner both ends of the market.
Because, you just put the tablet on top of the keyboard, and it's just like a thick tablet.
Who just came in the studio just now?
Bernie Bernardson.
Are you an advocate of the keyboard tablet?
Two-in-one.
Two-in-one, huh?
Two-in-one.
Wow, so do you have any for us to try out?
Yeah, I wish you did.
He wishes he did. Damn it. All right, well, whatever. Get out of here,
You
Bernie.
Just go flippity-floppity-floopity-flop.
Just plug the old keyboard into the tablet, and then the tablet becomes a laptop. And then when you don't want to use the laptop, you just disconnect the keyboard from the tablet. You can stick the tablet in your fucking bookcase holding thing.
Yeah, and then you
go on the subway, hawk, scare, pigeon.
Oxtail pigeon.
Did you know that we read a story on Wednesday where they are using pre-recorded hawk calls at the New York subways to scare the pigeons off, and the people who live around there are complaining. They're complaining about the pre-recorded hawk calls, saying that it's coming in, that they can hear it in their houses. It's keeping them awake. Caw! Caw!
I think they say, like, hawk, hawk.
And they're saying that the pigeons are smart enough now that they're starting to figure out there's no hawks around. And so hawk calls aren't going to scare them anymore. So they're fighting a losing battle.
Hawk sound here.
You got a hawk.
Flying rats.
Here's my hawk sound.
Are.
Lukey. That was fake, though. For sure.
No, it's not going to play. Come on.
Hey, I haven't seen you, Flame, since a week or so ago. We went and saw Monster Magnet. It was awesome times. Hawthorne Theater, small place up front. Almost got in a fight. It was cool.
Uh-oh.
Oh, just some people elbowing me in the shoulder.
Here you go.
Okay.
You got some sound.
This will scare a pigeon. Oh, wait. Go. Fuck, that'd scare a human. Do that again. I turned it up a little bit. That sounds kind of like an eagle.
It's a hawk screeching.
Sounds a little bit like Don Henley to me.
here's a hawk screaming again.
Which doobie you be?
He's going to scream a third time.
God, that scared me, dude.
Dude, that's a whistling Pete.
That's a pterodactyl, I think, because I just was I was taking a drag off my cigarette, and that happened in my ears. Scared me.
All right,
so that was supposed to be a screeching hawk?
Yeah, let's see if you guys can guess what this is.
That would scare me if I fucking hurt. That's a zebra.
It's a black crow. It's a Chris Robinson.
Oh, cool. He's all, ha, 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 we'll light your candle.
Oh, here you go. Here's a pterodactyl.
That's a cool... That sounded just like, dude, I think you got gypped on your sound effect thing here.
I'm on the sound Bible.
What do you think this is?
Seagulls.
Okay, good job, Flames. What's this?
Owl.
What's this?
Wolf.
No, it's another, we're on bird. This is bird.
That's a bird?
He's crazy as
a... That's a fox pound bird.
Loon.
No.
He's as crazy as a loon.
Right,
you never heard a loon?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Bird calls today, Friday. Today's bird call Friday. Do you guys know what that was?
Yeah, it's a caw. It's a caw. Those are baby chicks.
That was a parrot, and that was a parakeet.
Oh.
Canary. Mallard. I'm just making shit up now. All right. That was our bird call episode for the day. Oh, God. Yours hurt my ears.
What the hell is that? Is that like a... It's not a killdeer, is it?
Nope. Bigger.
That's the sound you hear when you kill a deer.
That's a buzzard.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Do the killdeer.
Here's Lance Thill. Here's Lance Thill on vocals. Bear sounds. Say that again, Lance. Okay.
Here's me on vocals.
I got him on that one. He said that was him, and then I played a seal.
That's funny.
That was the black guy.
My sound effect didn't go off either.
Listen, this guy, he has really bad acne on his face.
Yeah.
He's married, and he just got divorced from a very, I think he didn't.
Hot chick, yeah.
And now she is.
Cougar.
She's a cougar looking for a young guy. Just buzzing around like the little social bumblebee.
Kind of
and Seal is now... a monkey.
It's a monkey.
This is not even true.
Oh, what is this?
Sorry. Thank God for levelers.
What kind of bird is this?
That's not a bird.
Yeah, it is.
It's a helicopter.
That's a helicopter.
Ah, it's a helicopter bird.
A whirly bird.
That's what they call it, a whirly bird. Okay, who's this, Flames?
I know that sound. That's a one of the Tauntauns from Star Wars.
No, you're close. It's from Star Wars. It's one of the main characters.
Oh, Chewbacca.
That's Chewie.
It's like, I know I've heard that before. Is that Chewie coughing up a furball?
That was supposed to be an alien. Here's what a zombie sounds like.
And how do they know what a zombie sounds like?
Because those are real, dude.
Oh.
All right. That was a fun time.
Who is that knocking at my door?
Bah.
Door. Bah.
Bah. Bah.
What's that supposed to be, you suppose? A disgusted woman.
I was going to say, a hummingbird.
He was disgusted. That's a lizard. Wow, all right. That was me.
In the mornings.
That was the most fun we've had with the sound effects board in a long time. It makes me want to puke. And now I'm feeling hungry.
Hey, do you have flatulence on there?
Yeah. Funny enough, it was listening.
What the heck was that? That sounded like a butt burp.
Have you ever won anything in a radio contest?
I've won a lot of things in radio. I won tickets
What's
to that
What's the craziest bridge. Thing you've done to win?
Tickets to Black Crows. Oh, what, the craziest thing I did to win?
And those the craziest thing you won was tickets to Black Crows?
Yeah, because there was just a bunch of... Oh, man, there was just a bunch of birds up on the stage. It was a weird concert.
Nib had to repeat Iron Man for, like, 4 hours.
The craziest thing I did was have to try to listen to KZL for 2 weeks straight, 24 hours a day.
Oh, Brady used to do it all the time.
I used to do that to win the tickets to the US Festival in 1983, and we actually were, like, the third runner-up. We won two tickets, but no airfare or... any way to get there, so we didn't get to go. But
bastards.
So what you do is you had to listen to KZL for 2 weeks straight, 24/7, and any time they played any band that was going to be at the US Festival, which was like 30 bands, and they played most of them, because it was like Stevie Nicks, like David Bowie, The Pretenders, U2, Motley Crue, Van Halen, Scorpions, like In Excess. It was 3 days of all different bands, and... you had to write down the time that they played it and what song they played and the band for 2 weeks. And whoever had the most detailed, closest list to what they had marked down on their list won. We were like third or fourth or something.
And you listened to it for 2 weeks. How many songs did you guys write down?
I don't even know, but I remember I got in school suspension for listening to my Walkman in class.
Oh,
nice.
That was one of the prices that I paid to win those tickets, and all I got was this fucking shirt, and I still got it. I have the US Festival shirt. It's kind of all sideways and stretched and kind of.
You'll have to wear that today.
Today is Friday, so it'll actually be day like number. Sunday was day 21.
Day number Sunday.
Today is my. Today of the recording, this is my 21st shirt that I've wore in 21 days. I'm wearing a different shirt every day until I wear all my shirts, which I think is about 150
wow.
T-shirts. And it doesn't have to be band shirts. I got a lot of like Oregon Country Fair shirts and smoke weed every day shirts. And I just had an epiphany.
Uh-oh.
That's what that noise was.
Yeah, it
when
was.
When I think something weird, it goes, poopy doo doo.
Dude, one guy once drank urine for Motley Crue tickets.
Wow. Bear Grylls did it for nothing, for life.
Yep.
I wouldn't do it for Motley Crue.
One lady did it for 4 years to cure her cancer.
Yep. One couple, they decided to get married nude, and the radio station paid for their wedding.
Nice.
One Canadian radio station gave away a baby.
A baby?
A baby.
How do you give away a baby?
They had a contest called Win a Baby, in which one couple would be chosen by listener vote.
That's how you do it. You have a contest called Win a Baby.
Yep, and then by listener vote, they chose who would receive in vitro fertility treatments.
Sounds like a small motorhome. Win a baby.
Yeah. One radio station in Germany gave away a funeral.
You'd it's the Winnebago Win a Baby contest.
Hey, those are expensive.
Funerals, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
A free funeral would be kick ass.
Do you think they should give away babies by radios?
Hell no.
RadioCon, why not? I think it's bullshit that it was in vitro
that they should actually give away a baby that's already ready to go.
Yeah.
Like diapered up and fed, and they're like,
it's not really your baby, though.
Oh, it's going to be once you get it, because when you win something, dude, I won those tickets, they're mine. It's my baby.
Yeah.
Give me my baby!
This one radio station
give me my baby,
gave a, it was a win a date with Travis. Was this station?
Travis Barker
gave it away, and some lady won, and he was supposed to take her out to dinner, but he said he was too tired, and instead invited her to his home for dinner. And one drink later, she felt extremely drowsy, and that's when he raped her.
Oh man, dude, that's a sad story.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently he had been twice convicted of violating a domestic order of protection. And, He pled guilty to raping her. Isn't that crazy?
That is
Through the old radio.
That is crazy. Speaking of pleading guilty to rape, I put a thing out on our Facebook saying, mm-hmm. you know, what do you guys think we should talk about? I got a message from Jesse Priest, Salem comic, he said, singer from the Lost Prophets. I don't know a lot about the Lost Prophets. I found out they're a punk rock band from Wales. And their singer, Ian Watkins, disillusioned a lot of his fans this last week by pleading guilty to raping a child under 13 and having sex with a child under 13, separate charges, probably the same act, which is kind of like double jeopardy. I mean, if you're going to get him for rape, you're going to get him for the pedophile charge, too. But apparently there's a bunch of other charges. My phone's not loading it up right now. But so they were on the Warped Tour a bunch, and I guess a lot of people really liked them. And I guess it's kind of like Rob Halford coming out of the closet.
Dropped in a closet.
What? You know how it disillusioned the fan.
When did that happen?
I can't believe that.
What are you talking about?
Oh, spoiler alert. 21 years ago, dude, where have you been? Rob Halford came out as a homosexual.
What? I had no idea.
Didn't you ever watch Spun? He played the gay porn store owner.
I didn't watch that movie. It was a cheap ripoff of Requiem for a Dream. Why would I watch that?
You didn't watch
it? Did you watch Pie?
Requiem for a Dream. That's a good movie.
That is a good movie. Ash to ass. Ass to ass. That's my favorite scene.
Human centipede.
Is another coming out with number 3?
That was a good movie.
You know the number of how many the peed is now?
I don't know, but a radio station gave away a human centipede.
It's going to be 100 in this one.
What?
Wow. That's a true centipede.
It is a true centipede. That'd be a 400-legged motherfucker. Well, 200 legs and 200 arms. Anyway, Ian Watkins from Lost Prophet, he's pleaded guilty to attempted rape and sex abuse, multiple child sex offenses. Crazy whale. He's from Wales, that's why.
All he's got to do is get with R. Kelly.
This says attempted rape of a baby here.
That's weird.
Child under 13, 3 counts of sexual assault involving children, and 6 involving taking, making, or possessing indecent images of children, and 1 of possessing an extreme pornographic image involving sex act on an animal.
And this guy's a prophet?
Wow.
He's lost.
Oh, well, obviously.
Oh, here's the worst part. He admitted to attempting to rape an 11-month-year-old baby boy. This guy should be killed. This guy should be killed there. The 12-year-old, whatever. Whatever floats your boat. But if you're going to rape a little, not even a 1-year-old baby, 11-month-olds, he's the lead singer of a successful band. Also, by virtue of his plea, he accepts that he is determined and committed pedophile. He's a committed pedophile.
He's determined? What does that mean?
He is a determined and committed pedophile. I don't know.
Means he's screwed for life.
All right, and today on Pedophiles R Us, two babies belonging to female defendants that he did stuff to, and he not only has he done so, but he recorded and kept episodes of the abuse, which were recovered by the police. I'm going to make a porn with an 11-month-year-old boy. This reminds me of my dead friend. Thanks, Dustin.
It's a Russian cho-lo-lo-lo-lo song.
I know. Glenn, you can keep playing it. I'm going to get sad if you turn it off.
Oh, okay. You're all double sad. You're double sad in me.
I'm mostly sad because Ian Watkins rapes babies.
That's a sick dude, man. What is going on with the world? That's going on in where? Canada? Iceland?
Wales. Well, I don't know. Maybe it went on there. He tours America all the time.
Yeah, but does he wail?
He was wailing on 11-month-old, apparently.
Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings is dead.
He used to cry a lot.
Also, we got a message from Jerry Murphy, who said that he was very disappointed in the latest season of American Horror Story.
Is it already over?
No, but he's disappointed in it thus far.
Why?
He was expecting more. And?
He was expecting more what? He was expecting more precious?
More better.
More precious?
And he also said Walking Dead is sucking balls, too.
Yep, I said it.
We talked about that before you...
Yep.
Dude, the last two or three episodes have been balls shit.
Dude, shit balls. Flame slept through one entire one.
Ah, that's why he thought it was good.
I eventually watched it.
Yeah, I'm not saying you didn't. I'm just saying that I haven't been really impressed this season.
Say that again?
I haven't really been impressed this season. The only time maybe is when the zombies fell out of the sky in the first episode of the season.
And also when the D-block
They're not moving anywhere. Where the fuck can you go from now with the zombies, you know? God damn it.
It was pretty cool when the D-block got infested and they were all eating each other and the body...
For three fucking episodes?
Dude, calm down.
The three fucking episodes. Oh, everybody's sick. Oh, everybody's sick. No one knows why. What's going on? And then it's like, isn't everyone else getting sick?
Good job,
Why
Flames.
Is it just them? Why is it just those guys getting sick? Why didn't anybody that was taking care of them get sick?
Thanks, Flames. Good job.
Why didn't fucking Herschel die? Why wasn't he sick? What
dude,
happened
don't
to
pick
Glenn?
On the one-legged dude, man. If you're going to do anything, don't pick on... And
yeah,
noticed.
He's the old guy. Don't pick on the old guy.
Well, why didn't he get sick? That's all I'm saying.
Fuck it that he's old. He's got
why
one
didn't he
fucking
get sick?
Foot.
He probably is sick. You just don't know
Did
it.
Did you notice how much better he's walking now? Like, he almost walks like he doesn't have a fake foot, which I can't really identify with because he's only had it for, like, a couple, year or two?
All right, I'm going to ask
this
you this
fucking
question.
Fucking fake,
but
dude.
He can't do some of the stuff that you do, though.
I know, because he's old.
I'm going to ask you guys a question.
No, he don't have the technology.
How does this series end?
With the final episode.
I think it's going to turn out to be pretty tragic, actually. I really
do. You got Dennis Cuddy Wise on there, right?
He does?
Dennis Cuddy Wise, he's still on there, right?
Who's Cuddy Wise?
Who's Cuddy Wise?
He was in The Wire, Cuddy.
Oh, the black dude?
Yeah, the boxer.
Cuddy.
Yeah.
He was on Walking Dead.
Yeah. He's still on there. He was pissed at...
Yeah, he was
Now,
pissed.
Has he hasn't found out that What's-Her-Name is the one that killed...
Carol.
I know. So. She's just Jamie Lee Curtis from an Activia commercial.
Carol, not Jamie Lee Curtis.
She looks just like an Activia
commercial.
Kinda. Jamie Lee Curtis is hot, though.
Still?
Oh, yeah.
Would you
telling me you'd eat her yogurt?
Would you eat yogurt out of her pussy?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, she's like 60-something.
That's okay. She still looks good.
Do you think her pussy doesn't smell?
Pussgirt.
I wouldn't really care. Pussgirt. As long as my face was down there.
It would smell like Activia. Would you like to do some sexual Activia with me?
Yeah.
Wait. I'm the one that just said that. That's weird. He's going to
take
that.
You know, she got her start by cleaning jack boots.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a callback.
Oh.
Last week.
Who's Jack Booth?
I don't know. We were talking about Jack Booths.
Yeah, did we talk about Christine Levine finding a dead guy in a Jack Booth?
No.
Christine Levine, who's that?
So she just recently did a headlining show down by Bisbee. with Doug Stanhope. He set her up and did a feature spot for her.
Set her up like a prank?
Yep, set her
was
up.
Was it
knocked her down like
punked?
A fat whore that she is.
Uh-oh.
No, she calls herself that. That's a term of endearment for Miss Levine, who actually, I believe, does sometimes listen to the show, if you are listening.
Is she Canadian?
No, she's Portlandian. She's been on every season of Portlandia. She's a comedian, and she got her start cleaning jack booths. She's worked in porn stores, and she found a dead guy in a jack booth.
Was it cracked or uncracked?
What?
The dead guy.
Oh, he was uncracked. His pants were down around his ankles, and he was dead.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a dead guy.
That would be tough. What would you do? Would
the
you
screen
just bury him there?
No, she called 911, and the lady was giving her a hard time about it, saying, "Are you sure that he's dead, ma'am?" And Christine's like, "Honey, he's dead. Just send someone, all right?" And she said the funny thing was that he only had $35 in his wallet.
I mean, it was all in tokens?
She checked for ID to find out who he was, but she did admit that she did take his $35.
Well, of course.
It's a small price to pay to clean up that mess.
She said, "Don't judge me," because some people said, "You really stole money from a dead man?" Well, yeah. I mean, he died in my store.
Yeah.
His probably family didn't want to be contacted. Who knows? I don't know. But that'd be weird if that's your job, you know?
Yeah.
To,
yeah.
Clean up dead people?
No, no.
Somebody has to clean up dead people.
To work in a porn store.
Oh. Well, it depends on if you're Chester the Molester or...
Or Lost Prophets, dude.
Or Lost Prophets, dude.
You know what Flames and I watched the other day?
A porn?
Tell them what we watched the other day, Flames.
We watched the Garth Brooks show.
Oh, he didn't want to tell anybody that.
We watched like 2-3 minutes of it. And then there was one part I turned over there because it was a commercial during whatever else we were watching, and he was miming. The TV
Garth
went
was?
Silent or something.
Oh, yeah, he was miming.
But,
did you make a meme of it?
Yeah.
No.
I made a meme with a mime on it, and it just was blank. And he was going like this.
No, I was talking about H.R. Piff and Stiffa.
Oh, yeah.
You did say Puff and Stuff.
Puff and Stuff,
you sent me a message about
we watched H.R. Puff and Stuff, man.
Now, what kind of sexual predators do they have on that show?
That
Everyone
show
in a
weird.
Costume.
It was the first time I'd watched it.
Huh. You know what I found weird? In two of the child books that I read to my godson before bed, which are supposed to be pretty... One's called We Share Everything, and it's about an adventure at daycare, and the other one's called SpongeBob Fancy Pants, and it's SpongeBob SquarePants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he ran out of pants, and he went to the pants store, and they were all out of his pants, so he got round pants.
Oh, no.
And then they called him Fancy Pants, and then he went to work for Mr. Krabs at the Krusty Krab, and he said, SpongeBob SquarePants, do this, do that, whatever, and he's like, I can't be SquarePants when I have round pants, and he said, well, take them off. So he took off his pants...
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, guess I'm SpongeBob Underpants from now on. And that's the end of the story. So he took his pants off. The other story about We Share Everything, these kids were fighting over all their stuff, and it went around and around, and every time it said, this is daycare, and in daycare we share everything. And then they both wanted to read a book, and then they ripped the book. We share everything. Then she said, don't you kids get it? You have to share everything. And so the girl said to the boy, let's share our shoes. So they traded shoes. And they said, this is fun. Let's share our clothes. And so they traded pants and shirt. In the daycare, they got naked and traded their pants. They traded clothes. And then the daycare lady came over and said, ah, you guys traded your clothes or shared clothes. And they said, well, because in daycare, we share everything. The end. That's just weird to me.
Yeah.
Why are they taking off their pants?
I don't know, but I had a boss that... Kept wanting
to, you to take
swap clothes with me. She wanted to put on my clothes and wanted me to put hers on.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Cross-dresser?
No.
Did she shop at Cross-Dress for less?
No, I just think she was trying to get me in the bathroom is what it was.
Ooh. Nothing like a toilet stall blowjob at work.
Yeah, she was like 10 years older.
All right. Welcome to the
Brady Bunch.
Thank you, announcer. This isn't the Brady Bunch.
Good times in this house.
Yeah, it was.
Well, that was the original black and white version.
The promo reel.
Brought to you by Sherwood Schwartz.
Nanny and the Professor. Remember watching that show?
I do. Nanny and the Professor. Nanny and the Professor.
What is she doing? Is that the professor? The professor dog?
Wow. That's an old show, too.
You're an old show, too.
Yeah, I would imagine.
The Partridge Family.
Now... Now, oh my God, Dave's earwax is taking over the TagCast studios. None of us can breathe. Huh? Save us. Yeah, Dave's earwax. From,
I know Hans used to watch these shows religiously.
He did. He loves old stuff. So we're going to see what he's listening to today. He's been listening to weird shit this week, like Jim Steinman and that one chick, Krista Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Never fucking last week it was all Slayer all week, so good job on that one, Hans. Today he's
really?
Listening to... Yeah. Monday he was listening to, like, Hell Awaits, and then he was listening to Undisputed Attitude, and I think he listened to something else, Seasons in the Abyss, something like that.
Nice.
Today he's listening to Poison Idea.
Oh, a Poison Idea.
Yeah, those guys are from Portland, and our friend who actually was in Victims for
a Poison Idea.
He plays for those guys, Jeff Walter. So he's listening to Feel the Darkness, which is an awesome album.
Feel the Darkness.
I own that on vinyl.
Didn't we see a band that kind of played or had the same name, but or it meant the same, but was different?
Yeah, they got it from that.
Yeah.
Venomous Concept.
Venomous Concept.
It's a Poison
yes.
Idea. That's a Venomous Concept. Those guys are awesome. The guys from Napalm Death and Brutal Truth.
Yeah, that was a good show.
It was. There was only like 50 people there. It was weird.
Were they brutally honest?
They were brutal.
It wasn't Brutal Truth, but it was two guys from the band. Dan Lilker. God, this fucking earwax is kicking my ear in. It's kicking my urine.
Urine?
It kicked me right in the urine sack. So yeah, Hans listened to that. What have you been listening to, Flames? I've been listening to the new Queens of the Stone Age still. I can't get it out of my player. It's pretty good. Dave Grohl kicking ass on the drums. What's in your CD player right now in your truck?
I don't have a CD player. I have a 8-track of some early live Bon Scott.
8-track?
AC/DC.
An 8-track?
Cassette.
That's a 4-track, buddy. 2-track, isn't it? 2-track?
It's a 1-track mind. This has been the segment of the
I'm in dire straits here.
I heard Scott Aukerman stole that joke from
me. You know, when Dire Straits came out with Money for Nothing, I'd been listening to Dire Straits for probably 10 years prior, if not longer.
Richard.
You know, he ripped off those lyrics.
From who?
From two guys in an appliance store.
Oh, yeah?
He did.
I didn't know that.
He wrote it while he was in an appliance store. Two guys were watching a video on MTV, and that's what they were saying. It's like, man, that ain't working. Look at that faggot.
With his earring and his makeup.
Yep. Yeah, that's hey, what
buddy.
Two people were saying.
Hey, buddy, that ain't his own hair.
Yep.
Yeah, I just take conversations from people in public
money
places and make them into million-dollar songs.
Money
yeah, he did the same thing with Romeo and Juliet.
That's
yeah.
a killer song, though.
Who died in that song?
So is Tunnel of Love.
Is that what you meant about a killer song?
Making Movies is an awesome album.
Love Over Gold.
Yeah.
Yep.
They didn't make it. They didn't make any movies on it, though, did they?
Skate Away.
What do you think about the song Skating Away on the Thin Ice of a New Day?
On the Thin Ice of a New Day?
Yeah, don't you know
upon
that song?
Life.
No, I know Skating... On the Thin Ice of
Life.
No, Skating Away on the Thin Ice of a New Day.
Oh, it's your favorite band that you have to talk about as much as I talk about fucking Ron Funches, Jethro Tull.
Funches Tull.
Ron Tull.
Jethro Funches.
Yep.
Jethro Tull. Huh?
Yeah.
Skating
away on the thin ice of the new day. Look at me. Well, I'm going to play a flute and stand on one foot. I'll get the attention of at least Dustin Gatchel.
Hey, but he made some money.
Yeah.
Dude.
Ian Anderson.
What if you did an Ian Anderson impersonation in your comic routine where you pulled off your leg as a flute?
Rip my leg off and start blowing into it like a flute.
Yeah.
Smiling at little girls with bad intent. Dun, dun, dun.
Aqualeg.
Dude, that is comic gold right there, dude.
Sitting
that is,
on a park bench.
That is special worthy.
Pulling off his leg and pretending like it's a flute.
Dude, gold right there.
Doot, doot, did you know that dude?
Aqualeg.
Did you know that doot, doot, doot rhymes with flute?
Yeah.
I am Aqualung. What's the other one that 30-pound test does with Jason Rowe on the flout? He's a flautist.
Locomotive breath?
Yes. I don't even know the words to any of their songs. Yeah.
Adam plays
songs,
the flute. So,
like, songs.
Yeah.
Songs skin flute? From you.
No, he's got, like, 6 or 7 different types of flutes.
A piccolo flute? And a flute?
Well, no, it's got like a pan flute, and he's
ooh,
got this.
Ooh, a pan
two,
flute.
Double octave.
Remember that
flute?
Album, though? Songs from the Wood Make It Much.
Are you still talking about Jethro?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Beverly Hillbillies. I can't believe he got his own show.
He got that song. He got that song called A Pee Break, too.
You didn't know Ian Anderson was on Beverly Hillbillies? He played Jethro. Jethro Toe.
Did you hear?
That was Bear Max, wasn't it?
Do you know of the Ian Anderson
fan club?
Robert Plant
connection?
Hey, I like Robert Plant.
Why didn't you marry him?
They had
because I like him.
They had a war.
Ooh, a war!
Did you know about that?
That was the Plant.
Ian Anderson insulted him.
Ooh.
He said, with Robert Plant's vocals and my lyrics, Led Zeppelin would be a great band.
Was Robert Plant?
Oh.
He said, with Robert Plant's vocals and my lyrics, Led Zeppelin would be a great band.
Well, he didn't write all their lyrics, did he, Robert Plant?
Page.
I don't know.
Page and John Paul Jones.
They stole a lot of them from the Chicago blues team.
Page and John Paul Jones wrote a lot.
Not a whole lot of love.
They didn't. He didn't really appreciate the lyrics and the vocal point of the lyrics of.
Well, let's
Led
take
Zeppelin.
A look at the success of Led Zeppelin in comparison to Jethro.
Well, I think I would wait to
those?
Say though that Ian Anderson is by far a stronger songwriter. As far as lyricist. Mm. I'll go lyricist.
And you're just saying that because of Bungle in the Jungle.
No. Dick is a brick.
Dick. Yeah.
I would even do maybe even go as far as an arranger. Even
what about
Marr.
The teacher?
The teacher.
I like that song.
Yep, the teacher.
But I like Led Zeppelin better than Jethro Tull. Iron Anderson. Iron Maiden did an opposite. Oh, I can't fucking speak. That earwax fucked up my head.
Iron Maiden is the Jethro Tull of their day.
They did Cross-Eyed Mary on a flip side of the Trooper. It was awesome.
Really?
Yeah. I used to own it, but I sold it on eBay in tough times.
Oh, wow.
Picture disc. It was Aces High, excuse me.
It was a picture disc?
Yeah.
Then I have it.
Aces High?
I have a record.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it. I've got most all their...
Well, then on the other side,
it's a skeleton
to the other
in a
side
cockpit, right?
Of that Iron Maiden.
Well, and it's kind
center.
Of blue, and it's got... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. It's worth a little bit of money. It's worth more now than it was when I sold it.
Oh, yeah, I've got the saw blade with the all the guys in the band standing next to each other.
Do you have the saw blade-shaped wasp fuck like a beast picture disc?
That one I don't know if I have or not. My
Me
mom
either.
Just picks them up all the time. But I know that I
oh,
do.
Oh, here it is.
I do have an Ozzy Osbourne.
I just got the record out that I sold on eBay, and I'm playing it right now because I never sent it to the guy that actually won the auction. Just kidding. This is off Dustin's phone. See, they're doing the flute with the guitars. Dave Murray on flute tar.
This is Maiden?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can hear
it's Cross-Eyed Larry.
Because I Larry on Three's Company.
He's a car salesman, and he'll rip you off for free.
Jack.
Come and knock on our door.
Is this like new?
No. And then you fell on the floor.
Oh, this is old.
This is when Power Slave came out.
Oh.
It was recorded.
I've heard this version.
It's recorded during the Power Slave album, and it was on the flip side of some singles. From a lovely baby's mouth. Maybe the guy from Lost Prophets? I don't know.
Oh, God.
Dude, those... It didn't help Jethro Tull that they kind of look like perverts. Child perverts.
Why? Because he hopped around like a minstrel on one leg?
Yeah, and he had that frizzled out hair. And
he was kind of
was
a minstrel,
bent
wasn't
over,
he?
Like,
I don't mean like a minstrel system either. Or,
like Dr. Frankenstein. Martin Barr had chops, though. He could play a bar chord like crazy.
Martin Birch had good chops at producing.
I think he fucking invented the bar chord. Martin Barr chord?
Yeah.
Martin
Barr. I thought Roseanne invented that.
Nah!
It's just the chord you play in a band when you're in a bar.
Dude, I saw on Letterman last week, dude, John Goodman.
He's fat.
Dude, he's fucking... Dude, he was fucking hilarious.
Oh, he is. He's funny as shit.
Dude, he was fucking... He had all sorts of quick wit going on. Just bam, bam, right up. You know, he was fun.
Fun to watch. Time.
I wonder if he ever does stand up. Because you know he's funnier than shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe he did.
Okay, all this week now, we haven't had any significant to me birthdays. So we just said, you and your abrupt endings, man.
Sorry, man.
You got to work on that.
I was
going to
look something up.
Fuck. Give me a fade signal or something.
All right.
Anyway, today's birthday is only famous celebrity who I enjoy listening to, Stephen Wright.
Stephen Wright.
Cable Radio. What is it called? What does he say on there? Only the hits.
Yeah, I'm going to guess 54.
That's damn close.
But don't tell me 53 because that's what I wanted to say.
No, he's older than that. He's actually
56.
58 today.
Oh, 58.
What?
Yeah, he's an old guy. He looked like Larry David, kind of.
You know what I was thinking about today, and it's the thing that I always think about, just the thinking about...
having sex with horses.
When I was in 1984, when I was listening to Sgt. Pepper's and Motley Crue.
At the
Sgt. Pepper's was only 17 years old at that time.
How old was you?
I was 8. But... Motley Crue, Shout of the Devil, was...
84, wasn't it?
Yeah, and which is almost 30 years old now, which is almost double what the Beatles were then, would be like listening to Motley Crue now.
You're tripping me out, so...
Wow.
So you were listening to both of those albums at the same time, but Motley Crue had just came out.
Yeah, it was 1984, Shout of the Devil.
So Motley Crue just came
out. And Sgt. Pepper.
And Sgt. Pepper had been out for... 14 years?
17 years. 67 to 84.
Okay, 17 years. And so now that's like you saying...
Motley Crue, 84 to 13.
Yeah, so they're 30 years old, so that'd be like if a kid from school was listening to... I don't understand.
17 years ago would have been 1996, what was popular in 1996.
Holy
be like
cow.
A kid now. Listening.
Collective Soul.
I couldn't tell you what was really popular in 96.
Live.
I was still listening to 80s metal.
Yeah. Still am.
Yep.
Still are.
Crash Test Dummies.
Yeah, Goo Goo Dolls.
Fucking
that one band that had the Adam Duritz.
A lot of Primus in the 90s.
Limp Bizkit?
No, you know,
Limp Bizkit?
Jennifer Aniston's ex-boyfriend, the guy from Counting Crows.
Oh, Chris Robbins?
No, Adam Duritz.
From the Brown Beaver.
Not Counting. Black Crows.
Oh, okay.
I ain't counting Black Crows.
I think that was like
But the singer from Counting Crows was black, so that's weird.
They were fucking huge, man, when that...
Who,
fucking,
Counting Crows?
Yeah, when that album came out, I never understood what the fuck was going on with why those guys are so popular.
Just like
wanted.
Hootie and the Bumfish.
Oh, God, that too.
That's what was going on in the late 90s, I think.
Yep.
Shit.
I was watching... I went to see Yuri Clark.
You did not.
Yep. I saw Gilby Clark play.
What did he play?
The Roseland, or whatever it was called.
Did he play any Guns N' Roses songs?
I don't think so. No, because he had a solo album. Pretty much played songs from that and a few covers. Rolling Stone stuff. Huh. He did maybe Wildflowers. If you count that as a Rolling or a Guns N' Roses song.
No, I don't.
That might have been.
Was that on Spaghetti Incident? Or just something they did live?
I think it might have only been on the video of the Use Your Illusion videos.
Huh.
Because they had a video, Watch Your Illusion or whatever.
Yeah.
To VHS. That was a huge release when that came out.
It was huge.
It was.
After
Appetite, you didn't care.
Exactly. Thank you.
How did you know what he was going to say?
Because that's what everybody says.
I lost total interest in Guns N' Roses when they...
I kind of liked Use Your Illusion.
You had to be there, I think.
I liked Use Your Illusion a little bit. I liked the song they did with Alice Cooper. And
what? They did a song with Cooper?
I'm telling you.
Wasn't it In the Garden or something?
In the Garden.
God, I got a good memory for shitty stuff. I can't remember stuff I want to remember, but I can remember that Alice Cooper and Axl Rose.
Hey,
which Don't Cry version did you like better?
Was there two?
Yeah, there's one on each album.
Alice Cooper, I would have to say, is an extremely talented artist.
Who?
Alice Cooper.
He's a fucking good golfer, too, man.
Yeah, he is. And he's ridiculous.
His handicap is looking way cool. I don't even know what that means. I haven't played Tiger Woods golf for like a month or two, man. I caught up with my time, and I didn't want to go into a time-space continuum and fuck shit up, so I just had to take a break because I caught up from Tiger Woods 2008 to 2013. I played 5 years worth of tournaments. Fuck, is my arm tired. And I don't even have a golf cart either, which fucking sucks.
He probably got the bug like my brother.
They should. Why don't they have the cart?
That'd be awesome, and you could just roll it like Johnny Knoxville or some shit.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think we're about ready to wrap this up. But you know what? Either we're going to have to break this time-space continuum and have a different outro song, or you're going to have to dub it in later, because my Kindle died and my charger's fucked, and I'm going to go to Amazon.com via the TagCast podcast site, which is TagCastPodcast.com. You go there, and there's a thing that says Amazon. You click on that, and then it says buy stuff for yourself and friends for Christmas, and then we get a little bit of money. But, yeah, my fucking charging jack. I've got the jack. Was that on the record you're listening to, the tape you're listening to, She's Got the Jack?
Yep, I think that's the name of the...
Was it the live version where it's all sexual? Because for the longest time, I had that album called If You Want Blood, You Got It, and it's live.
If You Want Blood, You Got It, it's live. Yeah,
that's and it has the jack on it. Okay, yeah. I have that record. And that was really sexual, you know, I was talking about sexual diseases and sexual innuendos. But then the original version from like whatever High Voltage or whatever, it's all about playing cards.
Yeah.
Which is totally different. So it was weird. It was weird to me. But I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's the one they're playing cards.
Huh. Hey, you know what else I found out recently? Oh, yeah. Go to TerryGowell.com. Go there.
I'm playing DJ again.
Are you? What do you got?
A little outro music.
Outro music. Not what you were playing.
Yeah. There it is.
You gotta turn it up, man.
Oh. Well, I don't wanna blow it up.
Oh, man, he's taking us out with some Guns N' Roses and
Dude,
Alice
it's an
Cooper.
Early demo.
I bet Alice isn't on it then.
No. Nope.
Damn it. Now just pretend that Alice. Too. In the goddamn. I think Flames just threw up a little bit in his mouth.
He did.
But you don't seem to care.
That's funny.
And the garden.
All right, continue on. That's enough.
Okay, yeah. All right, so we're going to do this for the outro, like, every time. Thanks for listening on a Friday. Thanks to Flames. We didn't even say he was a guest. It just come to be known that he comes in on Fridays sometimes.
Yeah.
Helps us eat our pizza now. Two. Yep, this is our new outro music. This is a call out to Floyd McCulloch. Please write a new song. We love the current one, but we're going to play A Matter of Trust from now on until you come up with a new iTunes.
Yeah, we're trusting you.
We are. It's a matter of trust. See. What's going on? Oh, it's Friday. That's right. Come to Denny's tonight, please.
Yeah, that's right.
To the lounge. Dustin will be hosting the show. He'll be saying at least 700 words into a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the words might be repeats, but it'll be good.
Zibbidabba-doobidabba.
I'm going to try to do 45 minutes minimum. So
how many words a minute is that?
Five.
I talk words
really,
a minute?
I talk really slow. And I wait for audience reaction longer than most people do.
You know what? It'd be interesting if you sat in a chair.
I might for a little while.
Like if you did the Bull Cosby thing.
Bull?
The Bull Cosby.
That's Bill shit, man. I can't be doing Bill shit. No, I could sit down a little bit. Did he have a stool or a chair?
It was a chair. It had a back.
Okay. Maybe I'll bring my chair from home. Like a cushy living room chair.
Yeah, dude. Put a recliner out there.
And I'll just have a table.
And then we'll put
I'll have a little table and a lamp, and I'll just tell stories.
We'll put a reserved, put it off in the corner, and we'll put a reserved sign on it. None of the other comics can use it.
And I'll just sit there during your guys' set.
Yeah, dude. It's a roast.
It'll be the guile interruption.
Uh-huh.
They'll tell a joke, and I'll say, ah!
Dude, now he's doing movie interruption.
Yeah. He's just really stoned.
Benson's movie interruption or movie interruption when he's not there. Like he invented fucking goddamn Mystery Science Theater 3000.
He doesn't know what else to do. He's super stoned.
He was on AM TV the other day.
Thank God this song's longer than our other outro. We just did a mini podcast inside an outro. What are you doing this weekend, Flames? Anything fun? It's the weekend of the 6th, by the way.
I've got my kid.
Oh, bummer. I mean, that's good. You should leave him with his mom for Friday night and come tonight to the show. Your brother's taking off work.
Oh, really?
Just for 4 hours.
Wow.
Zach Rowe said he's going.
Wow. I'd like to go.
Everyone's there. You should go. It's peer pressure right now.
Yep.
We got to make it a good thing because that way they'll bring
us back. I can always pick him. How long is the show?
It's just like 2 hours.
Oh, well, then I can pick him up afterwards.
9 to 11.
Oh, well.
Kind of late for picking him up afterwards.
I might have to pick him up Saturday morning.
But now you poop beforehand, you can make it home before you have to poop again.
You can just leave him in the car for a couple hours.
Ah, no.
Just leave him with a little NyQuil and some cigarettes, he'll be fine.
No. No, no, no. No. No.
Somebody to bring over a pizza.
Meow.
I don't know what that is.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening. And, tomorrow, just listen to the plugs. I'm going to go see Vermont.
How many times has this song played in a row?
It's not even done yet.
What? I swear it's been 6 times playing through.
It's 4 minutes in.
When's Vermont
24.
Playing?
It's a Saturday. Which today is tomorrow, but really today it's next Saturday coming up. The next Saturday that we'll encounter with Toe Tag doing Accused songs and Spawn and World of Lies. It's going to be a great show at Slab Town. But hey, you got to trust us on that, all right? It's a matter of trust. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Rockin'
metal. And stick around for plugs. Butt plugs, ear plugs.
Stick it in your plug.
Shower bathtub plugs. Here, just listen. We'll see you guys on Monday.
That's kind of a long song.
Fuck Rogers, man. I'm going to Denny's.
Rogers, this.
Hello, all you motherfuckers. Hey, wait. That's the first time I said that, but that felt good, so I'm going to say it from now on. Actually, I'm having deja vu like I already said that one time before, but this is the plug section of the show. Hope you made it to the end here because I'm going to tell you a bunch of cool stuff you can go do, like on your spare time, if you have any of that. Not tonight. I don't know when you're even listening. It's Friday, December 6th at Denny's. Not at Rogers. It's at Denny's. It's at the lounge there on Spicer Drive, right off the freeway. You can see the big, tall, yellow sign with the red letters and stuff. Denny's Lounge, Grand Clam Stomity Spank, which in American language means the Grand Slam Comedy Night, featuring some Eugene comics that are pretty funny. Seth Milstein, Mac Chase, Mike McGowan, Max Brockman will be making a guest appearance, I believe. We're going to have an open mic after the show if you ever wanted to try out your hand at comedy or your mouth or whatever you use to do it. So that's Friday, December 6th. It's a free show. You got to be 21 to get into it because it's a lounge, though. And we'll be taking donations. If you think that we're funny, you can give us money so they can have gas to get home with or whatever. Let's see, December 7th, Saturday, Wehrmacht, Toe Tag, World of Lies, Spawn, and Roadkill Carnivore. That is Toe Tag featuring members of The Accused, and they will be performing old Accused songs. So that's going to be an awesome show. It's at Slabtown in Portland. December 9th, also in Portland at the Hawthorne Theater. It's High on Fire with Clavor or something like that. I don't know how to pronounce it, but Jim Louder knows. He was on our show once, and it's hard to pronounce a word that starts with the letters K-V. I don't know, but High on Fire, I can say that. That's going to be awesome. January 17th, it's DRI at the Hawthorne Theater, also with World of Lies, who've been snagging all the cool opening slots for all the cool metal shows that are coming to Portland, so good for those guys. January 31st, it's Zappa Plays Zappa at the Roseland. That's Dweezil and a bunch of Frank's former band members. That's what you're hearing in the background here is Frank Zappa. You know that because I've been using this for a year or more. Love this song, Black Napkins. Hopefully they will play it. Also coming February 7th, all over your face, is Victims of Internal Decay at the Tonic Lounge. Our first show in Portland in 18 years. We'll be playing with Spawn, World of Lies, Truculence, which I just recently found out that Dan from Truculence was in a band that played with Victims in 95 at the Rosen Theater.
Play Bart.
It's weird how it goes full circle like that. We will be playing Bart. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. Also, just announced, Death Angel, February 27th.
Death Angel.
At the Hawthorne Theater. That's where all the good shows are coming these days. There was some others I can't remember. Loudness is coming. Real Big Fish. I know you care about that. I don't. I'm just scrolling through my list because it got away from me for a second. Dark Tranquility is coming. Skinny Puppy. We'll have information on all these shows in the coming weeks because they're quite a ways down the road. Godflesh, Nile. And also don't forget your weekly things. Like every Tuesday at the Capital City Theater in Salem, there's an open mic up there hosted by Jared Richard and sometimes Jesse Priest. Also every Wednesday at Tiny Tavern, it's Mac Chase with the open mic comedy night there. And at the Green Room on 7th and Willamette in Eugene every Thursday, hosted by Nick Ha, or something. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. It's H-O-U-G-H. How?
Now you're talking my language.
Nick Hockaluki and Max Brockman. So, yeah, there's some stuff to do. Go do it and then come home and listen to us by going to tagcastpodcast.com.